This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
So, we've seen that Mars is a pretty interesting place, and Earthlings are certainly very excited about it. Can anyone tell me why?
Is it because there might be aliens there?
That's right. Although from all the probes and robots that have been sent there, we know that there aren't any three-headed monsters. Well, not that we've seen. I wasn't talking about you, Quark. But yes, there are lots of reasons or clues to think there might be life on Mars. Who can remember any of the clues?
Well, even though it's colder than Earth, it's not too freezing or too hot for humans to survive there. And if humans could, maybe other life could too.
Exactly right. After Earth, Mars is the most Earth-like planet in the solar system. It's in something called the Goldilocks zone. It's close enough to the sun to be able to sustain life, not too hot that any life is just blasted away, and not too cold that there's not enough energy for life forms to survive. Any other clues? Anyone? Okay, I'll give you a clue.
It's water.
That's right. The possibility of running water on Mars is a clue that there might be life. We can see patterns in the rock and dark stripes across the land that suggest there were rivers once. And maybe that water is still there, under the surface of the planet. There's another substance that's been found on the planet.
Chocolate?
Nothing so tasty. Well, not for Earth children. It's methane. Methane is a special gas that can be a sign of organic activity. Quark, that is not a special gas.
So why don't Earthlings send some astronauts up there to have a proper look around?
Funnily enough, that is exactly what's planned. A very exciting project called the Aurora Programme is underway. It will send a special robot to Mars called the ExoMars Rover in a special mission to determine if life exists or ever existed on the red planet. NASA and the European Space Agency are working together on developing robots to probe the planet like never before and provide unprecedented data on the history and composition of this fascinating world.
Awesome! Will any human astronauts go with them?
Not at first. Before humans can set foot on Mars, scientists need to know as much as possible about the red planet. What are the dangers to human explorers? How easy is it to live and work on Mars?
And if there's any other special gases?
They'll be fairly easy to find if any exist. The ExoMars rover mission will be followed by a further mission in the 2020s, which will provide data for a planned human mission in the 2030s.
Wow, a human mission. Astronauts on Mars. Hey, in 2030, I'll be a grown-up. Maybe I could lead the mission.
Yes, and get this, kids. There will be Earth children in school right now who might walk on Mars as part of that mission. Exciting stuff, right?
That's so cool. So what will the ExoMars rover be able to do?
Well, the ExoMars rovers will use the very latest technology. Panoramic cameras with enhanced zoom, infrared spectrometers and organic molecule analyzers to test samples. It'll have more gadgets than stats.
No one has more gadgets than me. Not even on a planet as cool as Mars.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.